Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 440 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to chat via Skype with Kathy Sanborn Street, Artistic Director of Street Theater Company, and we're going to discuss their upcoming musical, Dogfight. So we're going to get in that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Welcome, IDSers. I'm talking to Artistic Director of Street Theater Company, Kathy Sanborn Street, and we're going to talk about Dogfight and... Again, how are you? How you doing? And tell us how it's going.
I'm doing great, and the show is really going wonderfully. We're at our dress rehearsal tonight. We're ready to open tomorrow.
Nice. Now, this is as we recorded. What is today? The 4th. So this episode will go live on the 8th.
Okay.
So
by then, we'll have two more weekends of the show by the 8th. So
right.
We'll have... We're running through the 21st of June.
Nice. So you will have your opening weekend, so that, I'm sure that went swimmingly well.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the show.
I have completely fallen in love with the show. That's what I've been telling everybody when they ask me about it. I selected it when I came across it on MTI's website. They're the licensing company, and I fell in love with the music right away, and the story was really interesting, but it was found it very challenging. Like, it was sort of, which is why I picked it, because I thought, wow, this is not an easy and black and white story to tell. But as I've gotten more familiar with the piece and we've worked on it together, I have just absolutely fallen in love with all of the levels of the story. But I guess I should probably say what the story's about now that I've said all that, right?
Might help.
They're like, what is she talking about?
It's a great story. So, that's what we know.
Yeah, right. So it takes place, it goes back and forth between 1967, and it's a memory play. So it goes back to 1963, and it's the story of these Marines who are on the eve of heading off to Vietnam, and they have one last night of debauchery in San Francisco. And they decide to host what they call a dogfight, which is where they all pay money into a pot, and the Marine who can bring the ugliest date to the dance wins the money. So that's what dogfight means. Of course, dogfight also is a term for an air formation in the military, so there's a lot of multi-layers to it. So it's really, the story is so multifaceted, so it's really about the Marines and, you know, these young men going over Vietnam who have no idea what to expect, but they're full of confidence and bravado, ready to go. And it's about the cruelty, you know, the fact that they've learned to treat people not like human beings. But then sort of the major theme or the major storyline within that is that one of the Marines does bring a young woman to the dance named Rose, and she's this sort of awkward, shy girl that he runs into, and she ends up transforming him and basically is the catalyst for a story about compassion and forgiveness, because she does find out about the dogfight that she's been invited to. So I'm rambling a little bit, but that's sort of what it's about.
Well, who's it by?
Pasek and Paul, they're composers. I'm trying to think. They haven't had any other major hits. I wish I could remember one of their other musicals, but they're really, really brilliant composers and writers. And it is based on the movie. It's from 1991 called Dogfight that starred River Phoenix and Lily Taylor.
Hmm. So is the musical relatively... I know the movie's a little bit older, but is the musical relatively new, or has it been kind of hidden away for the last 20 years?
Oh, no, it's definitely, it's very new. I mean, it's within the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years, if that. Yeah, it's very new.
And this would be, Nashville premiere, at least, right?
Yep, certainly is, yep, mm-hmm. A Nashville premiere.
So, how is the music? Is it just kind of rock and rolly? Is it kind of appropriate for the 60s, or is it kind of just regular kind of show tune-y kind of quality?
If I had to say, I mean, if there are theater people out there, I've been sort of equating it to a little bit of Sondheim, a little bit of Jason Robert Brown, who did The Last 5 Years. So it's got a very modern into it. There are a couple of songs that are, like, when they're in the dance club, there is one song that is very traditionally 60s vibes, but overall the music is just sort of its own being. It's got almost a little folky vibe. I also thought it reminded me of the musical Once, that also is pretty recent, so it's right. Definitely got kind of a folky, you know, light rock vibe. It's definitely not traditional musical theater.
Cool. So do you have a favorite song?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, I mean, I love them all, but my two favorites are the opening number that the soldiers sing called Some Kind of Time, when they're all kind of carousing about the town, talking about what they're going to do. And we've got eight Marines that are just killing it on that, and it's just a rousing opening number. And then the song that really completely, when I was like, oh, yes, I'm doing this show, it's a song called Pretty Funny that is sung by Rose, and it really speaks to every woman's, I think just about every woman's insecurities about not being pretty enough and, you know, not being accepted and all of that. And that song is just one of the most gut-wrenching songs I've, you know, ever heard, but in this really creative, brilliantly written way. How about that for a teaser? I don't want to say too much, but it's really brilliantly written.
Outstanding, outstanding. So, who are some of your cast? It's a large cast, isn't it? Fairly large size?
Yeah, we have about 16. We have a couple, you know, we have a few folks that you will have seen on the street theater stage, but a lot of new faces as usual for us as well. Our lead woman, Rose, is played by Audrey Johnson, and she is new to Nashville. She's only been here, I think, since January, and she was in the ensemble for us of Memphis. That was her first show here in Nashville. So she is our lead, and then we have Jen Jacobson playing the male lead, Eddie Birdlace, and he also has been in a few street theater productions. And then another new face, Taylor Kelly, is playing one of the other three, sort of, they call themselves the three B's, the three gentlemen that are kind of the little trio there. And he is also new to Nashville. He's fantastic. And then Kyle O'Connor kind of fills the three B's out, and he's a Belmont student who was recently in our production of Carrie.
Cool. So when are the dates again?
June 5th through June 21st, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 5.
Cool. And it's still pay what you can tickets. Do you still want people to call in advance, or?
Yep, these are, you know, we learned in Memphis that the pay what you can sort of confused people a little bit. So it is pay what you can, but we still encourage people to pre-purchase their tickets for the best seating because it is still reserved seating. And also just that the pay what you can model is really truly a pay what you can. If you can pay $30 a ticket, then pay $30 a ticket to help someone who really can only pay $5 a ticket, you know. And if you want to come back, then you can come back and pay less and bring some friends, you know. So the pay what you can model was really, really successful in Memphis. And, you know, last year our ticket prices were between 18 and 24, so we would appreciate it if people can get in that general vicinity. But we want to make sure that financials are not a reason to not come see the show.
Outstanding, outstanding. So, again, I'll have links to all that stuff on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. But before I let you go, I understand that you're also having upcoming auditions. So you want to share that information as well?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we just announced them. So auditions for our next main stage show, which is the musical Heathers, which I know a lot of people are very excited about, based on the cult classic from the 80s with Christian Slater and Winona Ryder. So that musical is going up in late August, and our open call auditions for that are June 20th, which is a Saturday. And there's information on our website, streettheatercompany.org, on our auditions page.
Outstanding. Well, I'll share a link there too. So, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, John. As always, it's such a pleasure.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
So that's it. I'd like to thank Kathy Sanborn Street, Artistic Director of Street Theater Company, for joining me today via Skype to chat about Street Theater Company's upcoming production of Dogfight. Again, I'll have links to the ticket information that we talked about in the body of this podcast on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @ICapitalS. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to be talking to the three lead producers of a web series entitled That Reminds Me. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.